This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden called on Congress to pass an assault weapons ban after six people, including three children, were killed in a school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee on Monday.
So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we began to make some more progress.
Nashville is the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee. The shooter, a 28-year-old woman fatally shot by officers at the scene, had at least two semi-automatic rifles and a handgun, police said. At least two people have been killed and dozens wounded when Russian forces shelled the Ukrainian city of Slovyansk in the partially occupied eastern Donetsk region. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Video footage of the aftermath shows damaged residential buildings, debris in the streets, and vehicles on fire. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky describing the attack as terrorism. The Slovyansk hit followed a typical pattern of long-range shelling adopted by the Kremlin's forces, especially in recent months as the fighting has become deadlocked due to the bitterly cold winter period. Ukraine's presidential office reports in the eastern Donetsk region, some 10 cities and villages have been shelled by Russian forces over the previous 24 hours. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday night paused a judicial overhaul which triggered a general strike, political division, and mass protest in the country's most severe domestic crisis in years. The proposed reforms would curtail the authorities of the Supreme Court and give politicians greater powers over the selections of judges.